Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
All right, Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much. And we will get the latest, of course, from Paris throughout the show, 5.30 and 6.30. Now, Sinn Féin has said it can deliver 50,000 affordable homes within 5 years if it is in government. Households earning up to €90,000 a year would be eligible to buy these homes, but the state would retain ownership of the land they're built on. The plan, launched today, also promises rents at or below €1,000 a month. Well, to discuss all of this further, we're joined now in studio by Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, and on the line by Alan Dillon, Minister of State for Housing. And you're both very welcome to the programme. And Eoin O'Brien, I might come to yourself first. So you're promising to deliver 50,000 affordable homes to rent and buy over 5 years. Can you just explain to us the broad outline? How is this going to work? Where will the houses be built?
Absolutely. So first of all, the houses will be provided in every county across the state by local authorities and approved housing bodies, and in some cases by community housing trusts. The exact location will be determined if we're in government in consultation with the local authorities based on housing need. And what we want to do is deliver really good quality homes for working people, particularly younger working people who are unable to buy their own homes or indeed rent their own homes affordably, by delivering them at prices of somewhere between 250,000 and less than 300,000. How we do that is as follows. You have the all-in development cost of the home, that's the build cost plus the land and site servicing. The state either provides the land or covers the cost of the land, the site servicing, utility connections. We waive development levies. And people buy the home at the price of construction. They own the home, it's theirs to extend, to amend, to pass to their children and subsequent generations. But they sign a covenant with the local authority, which gives them free and definite use of that public land. But there are two conditions. Whenever they want to sell the home, and of course they can sell the home when they want, they sell to another affordable purchaser at the future affordable purchase price. That's the price they would have paid, index linked for wage inflation and home improvements, etc. And they can't rent the property out on the private rental sector. But if, for example, they had a job abroad and they needed to move away for a couple of years, they could have an arrangement with the local authority where they could rent it out under the cost rental scheme, the affordable rental scheme, and they would obviously benefit from that. And what we're really trying to say is there's a huge cohort of people, singles and couples, earning 55, 65, 75,000, and in some places like Dublin up to 90,000, who are simply unable to buy a home, and they're even giving up hope that they'll ever have that chance. We want to bring home ownership and affordable rental back into the reach of these people, and we believe this is the best way, not just for them, but every subsequent generation. We don't just want to provide affordable homes for people today, but when you and I are long retired and long and gone, we want these homes to be affordable in perpetuity.
Okay. Do you accept there is somewhat of a compromise in this plan then for people, that they'll be able to get the home at an affordable price, but the compromise being that they won't be able to sell the home on the market, on the commercial market, so therefore they won't be able to avail of, you know, potential massive increase in property prices in the interim?
Absolutely. And keep in mind, because we're taking responsibility in the state for the price of the land and the site servicing, it would be wrong for somebody to be able to profit from the future hope development value of that land. But the real issue here is these people don't have any other choice at the moment. Right now, they cannot afford to buy a home because of the reckless policies of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Increasingly, they can't even rent a home. So this is saying to that generation, particularly that younger generation, we are going to bring home ownership back into reach so you can have that security. Because right now they have no security and they're either living at home with their mum and dad in the box bedroom, or they're living in an insecure and expensive private rental sector. So this is about filling a gap that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over a decade or more have failed to fill. And it's about sending out a message of hope to all those people, particularly young people, but also folks, for example, whose life may change because of loss of the family home, or people who are approaching retirement won't be able to afford private rents, to say to people, Sinn Féin and government will have your back and will deliver at a minimum, as part of a much bigger public housing programme, 50,000 affordable homes over 5 years, half to buy, half to rent, to give you a secure, adequate and affordable home in which to live for the rest of your days.
All right, Alan Dillon, people, Minister Alan Dillon, people may be listening to that and thinking, well, it sounds like a good deal to me.
Well, Sarah, we have certainly learned very little from today's announcement from Sinn Féin. We did, however, get confirmation that Mary Lou MacDonald has now U-turned on her promise to give average homes of 300,000 in Dublin. And we got confirmation also that under Sinn Féin's affordable housing plan, people won't actually own their home. And that comes with terms and conditions if you want to sell it. Also, we learned that Sinn Féin's price range of 250,000 to 300,000 for affordable houses doesn't differ much from that that government is currently delivering. The average affordable purchase home under the government schemes has been bought for 267,000 euros by buyers. So we certainly do look forward to Sinn Féin publishing their comprehensive alternative to housing for all. You know, we've had Owen and Sinn Féin representatives criticise the government on a daily basis, yet have never offered both a credible or a comprehensive policy that's both costed and detailed alternative plan. The public deserve specifics. He mentioned there that sites and locations have yet to be determined. What we don't need is vague promises. They need to tell us how they intend to do it, you know, what size properties, the locations, the eligibility criteria. And we also need to see transparency. You know, we thought that Sinn Féin at this stage would publish their plan. What they've published today is a 14 or 15 page document that's very vague, lacks detail, is not credible. Indeed, you know, this government has pursued policies. It has invested public money and worked in regards to delivering results in housing supply. And we're way ahead in terms of where many pundits or political opponents
predicted.
All right,
well, we might get back to that part in a second, but just some of those questions or statements from Alan Dillon, Owen O'Brien, I might put to you. Firstly, that he's saying that there's no details on size, eligibility, location and sites. Can you talk me through that, please?
Yeah, and I actually read Alan's press release earlier on today, and I would have been embarrassed putting that out because it's just filled with factual inaccuracies. So, in fact, many of the questions that he says aren't answered in his press release are answered in the document. So eligibility, it makes very, very clear for single people or households who want to have one of the affordable purchases, income eligibility, gross income up to 90,000. And on the affordable rental, net income in Dublin, 66,000 and 59,000 outside of Dublin. Likewise, for example, we make very clear, both in terms of the various scenarios we've set out, that the figures we provided are for average homes. They're figures from the Department of Housing. And that would typically be an 80, 85 square metre two-bedroom home with lower prices for the one beds and just marginally higher prices for the three beds, but all within that 250 to 300,000 euro range. In fact, some, as we showed today at the press conference, slightly below. It's simply not credible for Alan to say we don't know the sites. The government don't know the sites themselves. Local authorities don't publish for you or me to see where the public land banks are. So, in fact, Alan himself doesn't know under the government's own plan where the social affordable homes are going to be delivered this year, next year, the year after. That is a big problem, and that's something that we would resolve. And also in terms and conditions, let's be very clear. First of all, it is not true for Alan to say that the average purchase price of one of the government's so-called affordable purchase homes is 260,000. I have a database here, Sarah, which I can share you, of all 42 of the government schemes. And the all-in full price of those, the average price across the schemes, is 365,000 euros. That's 100 more than Alan is saying. And the big scam of the government scheme is that if you buy one of those homes, you might buy it at a discount of that price, but the state owns up to 20, in the case of Oscar Traynor Road, 26% of that home. You have to pay that back, or your children have to pay it back. That's a very, very significant penalty. Under our scheme, legally, you own the home. But okay, we're also being very upfront with people about why we want to retain public ownership of the land. Right. Crucially, if you look at Dublin...
I want to go back to
sure, but if you look at Dublin...
You'll get the point in a second, right now, so-called
affordable purchase homes for €500,000, and in Alan's own constituency, not a single affordable purchase home or rental home since Fine Gael have been in government. They haven't got a plan. What they're saying is their plan isn't working, and that's why our alternative is actually frightening so much, which is why they're misrepresenting it.
Alan Dillon,
on the
point of the average price of affordable homes, there's a big discrepancy between what you're saying and what Owen O'Brien is saying. Where are you getting your 267,000 euro price?
Well, Sarah, I think the number of affordable homes that have been delivered has increased by over 59% compared to the same quarter last year. The local authority affordable purchase homes are being delivered at scale.
No, sorry, I'll stop you for a second. Prices. You said a couple of minutes ago that the average affordable home price in this country delivered by the government is 267,000 euro. Now, Owen O'Brien is waving documents at me here across the studio, and he says the average price delivered by government is 356,000 euro. So who's right? Where are you getting your figures from?
Well, if you take the affordable purchase, the local authority affordable purchase scheme, government has provided subsidies available under the fund for homes at prices 100,000 lower than the market price. If you take Shangala or Oscar Traynor Road.
No, but they're specific examples. So what you said to me was, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they are specific examples you're giving me. And what you said to me was the average price. So I'm assuming that's across all the affordable homes that are being delivered by government. The average price is 267,000. That's what you said. I'm asking you, where did you get that figure from?
Well, these figures are across the country. From each of the local authorities. And basically, that is the average price for an affordable purchase under the affordable housing scheme. Okay. And we see that.
And you've got figures in front of you telling you that, do you?
We do, absolutely. They're costed, they're detailed. We have seen over 4,000 affordable homes delivered last year. With that rising up to 6,000 homes for next year. We are seeing a huge pipeline in the delivery, local authorities.
I just go back to Owner Brain, because I think this is important, because the cost of affordable homes is it often comes down to that. I know the ownership issue is also important. But Owner Brain, he says he has figures in front of him saying 267,000 is the average price.
I'm happy to publish these figures today. I would challenge both Alan Dillon and the Taoiseach, who's used that inaccurate figure, to publish theirs. This is a database of the minimum purchase price, maximum purchase price and full market value of every single affordable purchase scheme delivered by the government. And keep in mind, even if you buy it at the lower discount price, you still ultimately have to pay the full market value in lump sums of 10,000, or your children have to pay for it. And can I also say, Alan is wrong in saying 4,000 affordable homes were delivered last year. I have the Department of Housing's own figures in front of me. A number of affordable purchase homes delivered last year, 499. The year before, 332. In the first quarter of this year, 32. They are delivering pitiful numbers of homes. The prices are too high, and that's why we're saying, for all of those people out there who want to put an affordable roof over their head, we need 50,000 affordable homes.
All right, and you've made that point.
They need to be at prices people can afford.
Will you do what Owner Brin has asked there and publish the information that you've given to us this evening? I think people will be interested.
Yeah, that is something that we can provide, Sarah.
All right, so we can try and get some clarity on that perhaps a little later on. Owner Brin also answered a number of your other questions in terms of the eligibility. He's outlined what Sinn Féin is proposing on that and also the size of the houses. I don't know, do you have any response to what they're proposing?
Well, the first thing I will say in relation to the leasehold purchase, that Sinn Féin plans to bring home ownership back. I think this is far from home ownership. I think the listeners listening today need to know that this is a very complex leasehold agreement where leaseholders do not own the land their home is on under this scheme. And I think there's certainly a lack of clarity on whether such properties are eligible for mortgages due to the first change or leasehold concerns. And I think under this proposed scheme, people cannot freely sell their property, and it's unlikely that there would be, you know, considerable legal considerations with regards to the introduction of this scheme.
All right, a final question to yourself, Owner Brin, just on that point that Alan Dillon is making. Have you checked with the banks? Will there be any problem with banks giving people mortgages on the basis that they won't own the land?
So first of all, there are hundreds of thousands of homes and apartments across the state with mortgages, with leasehold arrangements. So it's not a particularly unusual thing.
This is different.
Absolutely. And to answer your question directly, both myself and Piers Doherty have met with the Banking and Payments Federation twice this year to discuss this very issue. And we are more than satisfied that there is absolutely a range of ways, including mainstream banks providing mortgages, as well as the local authority home loan. What Alan is trying to do
is... So no banks have raised an issue with you in relation to what you're proposing here in terms of giving people mortgages?
They have set out very clearly the terms and conditions that would be required. We believe we can meet them under the terms of this scheme, just as all of those people with lease homes can do. But what Alan is trying to do is frighten people and misdirect them. This government is failing to deliver affordable homes to rent and buy for
hundreds
of thousands of people.
All right, well, you heard Alan said they have a plan in place.
Only a Sinn Féin government can do that. Okay. And I look forward to Alan publishing his figures later on today.
All right, thank you both very much for joining us. That is Owner Brin and Alan Dillon. We'll take a break.